3 months ago, you lost the drive containing the identity of every agent embedded in terrorist organizations across the globe.
007 reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death. I want to meet your employer.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Well, not like this.
She sent you after me, not when you're not ready, not when you would likely die. Mommy was very bad.
Okay, here's the deal. James Bond is back from the dead and back from the MGM bankruptcy. His new film, Skyfall, continues the grittier, realistic Bond that we saw rebooted 6 years ago with Casino Royale, but it also gives a taste of going back to a bit of the original formula. This movie sees Bond facing off against a genius computer hacker who has a personal vendetta against MI6 and Bond's boss, M. Things get personal in this film, which makes the story more intimate at times and less global in scope. Still, it's got all the traditional Bond elements that will excite the fans. Action, Bond girls, and a couple gadgets from the new Q. With amazing cinematography by Roger Deakins, it's one of the best-looking Bond films to date, and a great way to charge ahead into the franchise's future. Skyfall gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.